The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the award-winning MG4, the no-compromise electric hatchback with a 450-kilometre range. Recharge your soul.
Kick things off, though, by talking about education. So this group, Education Equality Ireland, what they're campaigning for is that religious teaching take place outside of school hours. Their spokesperson's saying it's only a matter of time before test cases taken by parents whose children have to sit in the back of the classroom during religious instruction. Joining me to discuss is President of the Catholic Secondary Schools Parents Association, Alan Whelan, and Primary Education Officer for Education Equality Ireland, Simon Lewis. You are both very, very welcome and thanks a million for joining me. So Simon, talk me through the proposal, how you would imagine and how Education Equality Ireland would imagine religious instruction taking place.
Hi, Kieran, and thanks so much for having me. I've been on your show a number of times with a different hat on, but this is one which affects me very personally as both a parent and a teacher, and I'm delighted to be talking to you on behalf of Education Equality today. Essentially, it's quite simple, really, that, you know, we believe that religion is a very personal thing, and people's faith is very personal, and everyone is entitled to practice their faith. Of course they are, and those who don't have a faith are entitled to not practice faith. And schools at the moment are predominantly, I suppose, controlled or patronised by the Catholic Church and other religions. And essentially what we're proposing is that rather than children have to opt out of faith formation, that instead people would opt in to their chosen faith after school, like they do in a number of the smaller patron schools. It's as simple as that.
And the system as it works at the moment, because as you say, you've often been on the show with a different hat on, and that says a principal of a school. Now, it's an Educate Together school, but in most of the schools in this state, how does it work? Is it simply a question of sitting at the back of the class, or are alternative activities put on? What generally happens?
I think that's the problem. There isn't a single way it happens. In a lot of cases, I mean, Education Equality have been asking parents for their stories, and there's hundreds of them coming in on their Instagram account, and they're publishing them every day for the last number of weeks, and there's more weeks to come with them. It depends on the school and how, I suppose, heavy they are on faith formation and their faith. So in most cases, children have to sit at the back of the classroom colouring. I often joke that if you want to find someone good at colouring between the lines, just ask an opted-out kid, because they have a lot of practice at it. But often they could be sitting in their seat, just, you know, sitting there maybe doing different work, busy work mainly. And teachers are good people. They try to make children feel welcome and included as much as possible. But there's very little they can do. They might stick them on a laptop at the back of the class. Some even put earphones on the kids so they don't have to listen to some of the messaging. But there isn't a consistent way, and there isn't even a consistent time when faith formation comes on. And even more complicated, faith formation actually permeates the entire school day. So even if they get out of that faith formation class, the religion is still going on throughout the school day.
Well, I mentioned Alan Whelan, who's with us as well, President of the Catholic Secondary School Parents Association. Alan, what do you make of the proposal that the faith formation part of the picture, that would happen outside of school hours? It would be opt-in rather than opt-out, I guess.
I would have no great problem with that if he was talking about his own school and those other schools that are multi-denominational. That would be certainly what I would be very, very happy to see. I would be happy, like many, many parents, to see far fewer Catholic schools, but that they be real Catholic schools. And in fact, at the moment, it's very, very difficult because in terms of running a school that has a Catholic ethos, one has to, at the same time, meet the requirements of parents who want a quite different curriculum. So what many, many Catholic parents would want would be greater options in terms of schooling. And we're just surprised in a way that groups like Education Equality don't set out to build their own schools. I mean, my own primary school, if I take myself back quite a long time ago, I remember, in fact, the primary school in Basin Lane, St. James's CBS, being built. I remember my parents, and I was asked by them to bring in a contribution for the building of the new school. That is now, and in fact, it was the first educate together school. And that was good because that is what the people in that area wanted. And there was sufficient Catholic provision. Mm. So we'd like to see, and probably would help, I certainly would, help to finance other groups that want to set up their schools with a characteristic that meets requirements. But there is no way you can say to a child, look, we're not recognising your faith background. I mean, it's like saying we won't recognise the richness of your cultural background or your sporting background.
But what about those parts of the country, Alan, where there's not a mass, enough children to facilitate a kind of a second or a third school and offer that choice? So that, well, people are left with kind of the local national school. It happens to be of a Catholic ethos. And then with the current system, we have kids, as Simon describes, kind of sitting at the back of the class colouring during First Holy Communion.
They do the same thing in terms of sex education. I mean, they're doing this in primary and secondary school. And I think the powers that be should be able to find ways of accommodating parents who don't want their children and who are legitimately entitled to not want their children having to undergo or sit in on parts of a curriculum that they are not in favour of. We've got exactly the same problem with sex education. Now, there are ways. I was, in a previous incarnation, responsible for, as principal, of two very large English comprehensive schools. I had to face those sorts of issues.
Yeah.
And I can face the same issues.
So, Alan, are you kind of saying that you agree the schools need to do better? It's not enough to have them at the back of the class. You need to have alternatives.
Absolutely. And alternatives are possible. They are being done. Now, we're seeing different things. I mean, I'm more familiar with secondary. I mean, our children here, younger children, went to local here in Kerry Catholic primary schools, and I'd be familiar with that. But I do know there was, in that sense, an accommodation to children who were not Catholic. And every possible way was done to allow them to take part as much as possible. Now, I've also, since then, I've seen in Kerry, seven, as there will be in September, schools that have become community national schools under the government's own system of schools, the education training boards, and that is to be lauded. It gives.
Okay, I want to go back to Simon on some of those suggestions. Simon, I kind of, in the spirit of not letting perfection be the enemy of the good, is that the compromise, that just far better alternatives are put in place rather than the colouring in the back of the classroom option?
Again, I mean, it would be, if that was as simple as it sounds like, it would have been done ages ago. That sounds like a very simple solution. But the problem is, it isn't as simple as that. And I mean, I don't know how much time we have, but if you can indulge me for a minute, I mean, it would be as if, I always find radio stations in schools very similar in that fact that, Kieran, you take the role of a teacher in a way, and your audience are your pupils. But if your radio station was run by the Catholic Church, they would expect you, the expectation would be that you would start your show off with a prayer, you would end with a prayer. In the middle of the day, you would have to give a lesson on Catholicism to your audience, and also you wouldn't be allowed to cover certain topics on your show because they go against Catholic teaching. That's the role of a teacher in a school at the moment. You know that it embodies the whole day. It's not like the sex education analogy that happens. Sex education happens for a couple of weeks in a year, and people can opt out of that, of course, if they need to. But this is something that permeates the entirety of a school day. And I mean, I suppose again, we only have predominantly religious-run schools in Ireland as a historical kind of hangover, let's say. And ideally, it would be great if there was more, if you had lots and lots of different schools. But as you said, in rural areas, that's not possible.
Yeah. The other issue, though, you have, Simon, isn't it? And it's that, in abstract terms, lots of people in favour of divestment, but they don't often want their own local school to change.
That's right. quite, you know, and it actually has nothing to do with religion. The funny thing is to do with change. It's, there's some really good studies been done on that, and it comes down to the problem is really with the divestment, because what you're asking in a divestment situation, so you'd be familiar with Kilkenny as I would, I'm local to there, that if all of the Catholic schools in the town were told one of you has to turn to be a Catholic school, that's like asking someone, you know, to choose their favourite child to change to something else. That and people are kind of more or less will say, sure, you know, we're grand if we are, you know, the devil you know, and all the rest of it. And but the reality is, you know, only 9%, and there's a really good 9% of parents actually choose their school because of the religion of the school. So that's I don't think religion is the important factor. It's the change. I mean, imagine that. Yeah. That's really the reality there.
I'm non-Catholic, says one listener, and I attended a CBS in the early 70s, and the school always had religious instruction, always between 12 and 12:30, so the non-Catholics were allowed to leave the classroom, so I went home for an extended lunch break. Happy days! So there's a solution in that CBS in the 70s. A huge amount of people pretending to be Catholic in order to keep the schools happy, which is surely a terrible basis for any introduction to religious faith. Somebody else says 100% agreed. Let's kick the lefty agenda pushing out of Catholic schools, and if the Catholic ethos maintained, let the others fund and have whatever agenda they'd like to push on their own children. Just one view on the text line. 087 1400 106, the number. Simon Lewis, Primary Education Officer for Education Equality Ireland, and Alan Whelan, President of the Catholic Secondary School Parents Association. Like I say, that number is 087 1400 106.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the award-winning MG4. The no-compromise electric hatchback with a 450-kilometre range. Recharge your soul.